Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So all this is focused on the Jewish people to get them ready for a coming kingdom. So when you read in Matthew chapter number 24, where it says ye and ye and ye, it's going to affect the whole world, but he's focusing upon the Jewish people. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, O Israel. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Okay. Then let me get to the black horse. Hold your place in Matthew chapter number 24. To the pale horse, I'm sorry, the pale horse. I've got 5 minutes. Verse number 8, and I looked and behold a pale horse. The color for pale is, in the Greek, is a yellowish green color. In other words, when people get really sick, they say, boy, you sure look pale. You know, that's the color, okay? Please don't tell me I look pale, okay? Tell me I look bright and whatever. But that's what that word pale means, yellowish green. It's a picture of death. Pale, and his name that said upon him was death and hell, death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth. Notice to them, all four of these horsemen, not just the pale horse, but unto them, all four horsemen, to kill over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, hunger, death, and with the beasts of the earth. So much could be said here, but quickly, let me share this with you. A fourth part of the earth will be killed during the first half of the tribulation. A fourth part of the earth. If there are over 7 billion people on this earth today, if Jesus was to come today, and I'm giving a good number here, say a billion people are saved, and I don't think it's near that many, but for the sake of argument, say a billion people are called away, that leaves 6 billion people on this earth. One quarter of 6 billion is 1.5 billion people will be killed during the tribulation period, during the first half. 1.5 billion people during the first half of the tribulation. Yeah, I went to school at Auburndale, but if my calculations are right, that's roughly 1.5. That's a lot of folk the first 3.5 years. But you ain't seen nothing yet, honey. The second half of the tribulation is even worse. Matter of fact, over half of the world's population, by the time the end of the tribulation period takes place, over the half of the world's population will be killed. Matter of fact, we find, let me jump ahead, in Zechariah chapter number 13. Let me read these words. Jesus is speaking to the nation of Israel in verse number 8, to the Jewish people. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, speaking of Israel, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but a third shall be left therein. What does that mean? At the end of the tribulation period, half the world's population is killed, and two-thirds of the Jewish people have been killed. By the end of the tribulation period, in the book of Zechariah, it says one-third will remain. Are you following? Y'all look at me like a new calf looking at a new gate. I know I'm going awful fast. But when we talk about here in Revelation chapter number 6, about a fourth part of the earth is going to be killed with the sword, with hunger, with death, and with the beasts of the earth, I take it literally. By the way, the beasts of the earth, a lot of great scholars think it will be men. They call them beasts, and I understand there's a lot of men that act like beasts. They act like animals. But I take it literally that these are beasts of the earth, that these would be ferocious animals. They would be, even the Greek language even talks about venomous snakes. Remember Paul, when he was bit by that venomous snake in the book of Acts and all, and other things, refers to the beast. I believe that the animal kingdom, it gets so bad, it's going to affect the animal kingdom that they're actually going to eat folk. That sounds gory, don't it? But yeah, they're going to become the predators because they're hungry, they're hurting, and the Bible says the beast of the earth, so they're going to turn and start attacking human beings. What a contrast it will be when Jesus comes. I should have marked it. In the book of Isaiah, the beasts were attacking animals in the tribulation. But when Jesus comes, it's going to be so much different. In Isaiah chapter number 11, in the millennial reign, the wolf shall dwell with his lamb. What a difference. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. Man, can you imagine a kid leading a lion around, a leopard around? They lose their, kind of like that Lion King. Ha, Rinda, Linda, or how that goes, you know. It's just be peace, peace on earth. And then it, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, verse number 7. And the cow and the bear shall dwell, and the young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw. Different from the tribulation period to the millennium. Eat straw like an ox. And then verse number 8. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of an asp, and a weaned child shall put his hand on a cockatrice den. They could pick up a rattlesnake and have a real rattler. Y'all get that on the way home. But what a difference. During the tribulation period, even the beasts of the earth are going to turn on people. Well, we see that in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 7. Now I'll close with this. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And these are the beginnings of sorrows. If we can go ahead and finish this outline. The fifth seal that we find, the fifth seal, is in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 9. Where they'll be martyred. And verse number 9 says, they shall kill you and shall betray you. Let's see, I've lost some place. Yeah, Matthew chapter, and then we read the sixth seal is Matthew 24, verses 10 through 13. The sixth seal is Matthew 24, 10 through 13. And then Matthew 24, 14 runs parallel with Revelation chapter number 7 that we'll get into it in a couple weeks, where the 144,000 are called the a lot of the debate who those are. Well, I just believe what the Bible says. 144,000. They come, and these select people from Israel, these group of young virgin Jewish men, they come. Verse number 14, Matthew 24 lines up with that. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto the nations, and then shall the end come. That lines up with chapter number 7 of the book of Revelation. Did I go too fast for y'all today?
No.
There's so much here. These are just the first four seals that are take place in the first 3.5 years. We get to the fifth seal next week and the sixth seal. And the seventh seal opens up. I believe it introduces the Great Tribulation period, because that's when the trumpet blows. And then you have the bowls and vials of wrath. And we'll look at that in the coming days. I'm just so glad I won't be here. There's a lot of good men who believe that they're going to be here during the tribulation period, at least during the first half, or during the seventh trumpet or whatever. One individual thinks he's going to be here up to 45 days before the revelation of Jesus. He has it down to the 45th day of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Anyway, even so, come Lord Jesus. I'm looking for him to come today. Are you ready? We used to play a game, hide and seek. 10, 9, I lost my count. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready or not, here I come. Ready or not, here he comes. He's on the way. Are you ready? Our Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for these scriptures. Lord, their encouragement to us as your people. Lord, to know that even in this difficult world that we live, Lord, there's better things ahead. Lord, we think that all this we enjoy in heaven too. Lord, we thank you for your grace. Bless the morning worship. Save those who are lost. Bring those who are wayward to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us next week for our annual World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. The conference will start Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And then Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 o'clock with a special speaker, a featured missionary, and great music every evening. That's going to be January 23rd through the 28th. You won't want to miss it. Well, we hope to see you there. From now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.